into the top of the sixth. Travers still on the mound for the Hawks, and a strike taken there by the second baseman, Ryan Tracy. He tried throwing down a bunt, but pulled back. Hawks have completed the comeback 5-5 now, as Travers can't pick up the outside corner. One and one. This one gets away from Martellini, no one on base, so no advance. 2-1. As we said, the big double play coming from Ryan Tracy ending the inning. 2-1 pitch to Tracy, swing and a miss. Another lefty-lefty matchup. Travers kicks and deals. And time called by Tracy before Travers can start his motion. Travers again, the 2-2. Fouled off. Two again, and Travers can't pick up the outside corner. Martellini, Topa, and Travers all thought they got the strike three call. This game going into its second hour. Stone Freeman now joining me. 3-2 pitch to Tracy. He gets this one back up the middle, and that's going to go in the center field for a hit.
Yeah, Ryan Tracy, good piece of hitting there, right up the middle, right where nobody can get to it. And now no outs, man on first. Excellent at bat, too. He forced a full count, fouled off a few. Very interesting now here. I think it's now becoming who can take advantage of the mistakes. The Hawks have done it all game, but hey. It's a new ball game now, as Zach said. With it 5-5, it's pretty much like 0-0 now. It's now... which team can come up clutch in the clutch situation, taking advantage of the mistakes?
CJ Dandino, the UConn commit. Him and John Topa, possibly future teammates. Travers looks over and pumps a strike in for strike one. Action in the Hawks pen as Travers gets the strike two call in the inside corner. No outs here in the top of the sixth. As we said before, lights coming on. Sun now set in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, as Travers deals this one inside, ball one.
It's important for Travers to get out of this inning. I know it's really early still in the inning, only a man on, no outs right now. But if he can get out of this, the Hawks can string together a few runs here. Then they bring in a closer of some sort as Dandino fouls it away. The Hawks, of course, would potentially win this game. Now, if it was only that easy. So it's very important Travers keeps his confidence, keeps dealing how he's dealing right now. He did give up, had a bad inning last inning. But that's why it's the last inning.
Rams had a 4-run inning last inning. Inside pitch, won't get the call. 2-2. 3-2 to 3-2 to Dandino now. Fights back all the way. So full count now. Ryan Tracy on first base. Dandino fouls this one off to the left. Another 3-2 pitch coming. 3-2 pitch now. And this one is a foul off again. That one closer than the one before. Dandino getting closer and closer down the left field line. Third 3-2 pitch, and Travers sends him to first base. That'll bring up Tyler Shemek. No outs, man on second and first. Martellini's gonna talk to Travers. Martellini looks over at his dugout, and no coach emerging from there. Tyler Shemek, who had a great pitching night overall. Corners in now, as they'll think, have Shemek move the runners along. And Shemek shows bunt, and they're going to pick him off at second. Ouellette is going to tag. He's out, and no advance for C.J. Dandino. Poor base running there from Ryan Tracy.
Four base running there, and Gian Martellini throws it over there. Excellent job. That's his second batter caught there for Martellini. And really, just, I don't mean to talk this way and this negative, but that is a bad play by the Rams. That is poor base running there. You got to make sure you get back to the bag like that. And Martellini, heads up play. One out now.
Now, Shemek's bunt is off. 1-1 now to Shemek. One out, which is huge for Travers now. Now the double play in play now. Martellini picks off his second runner of the night as Shemek takes strike two. 1-2 now. But a huge out for the Hawks and for Christian Travers, who was in a little bit of trouble with no outs and a man on first and second, as he steps off to regain his composure. And as Zach, you said a couple times, it's a new baseball game. Hawks will have their 9-1-2 batters coming up, so they can provide some damage there. Shemek does not go, and he did not go around according to the home plate umpire. 2-2 now the count. Almost got him. Line score so far, 5 runs for each team. The Rams with 9 hits, 3 errors. And the Hawks with 5 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. That ball high again. Travers again goes to a 3-2 count with another batter. Third consecutive batter with a 3-2 count on him. Travers conferring with the ump as the scoreboard yet again wrong. This one is grounded down the first baseline foul. Travers just threw his 30th pitch of his outing tonight. So Travers getting up there as a reliever. And as we were talking about, maybe they bring in Colpo. Colpo has had 2 appearances, and both of them impactful appearances. One against South Kingston, where he came in and shut them out. That ball is lifted up in the air, and Sutila gets under it for the second out of the inning. No advance for C.J. Dandino.
In a perfect world, Hawks can get out of this inning now with the 2 outs, get one more out, score at least just one more run, and bring in Colpo to shut the door. Now, doesn't always happen that way. But That's what I'm aiming for if I'm the Hawks. Refresh my memory. Who's coming up in the lineup? The
9-1-2.
So an excellent part of the lineup. Sam Boulanger, despite being the 9-hitter, he can get on base for you. And that'd be a perfect opportunity for the Hawks. So we'll see what happens here as time is called.
Rams trying to get in their heads. And it seems like that the shortstop, Ryan Lynch, is also trying to get in Christian Travers' heads as he calls time. Dandino still at first. And Lynch takes a look at strike one. Marist commit. They're going to be playing baseball for the Wolves. One pitch is in there for a ball. Very close call. Hawks fans upset. Travers deals this one high, and Martellini's going to call time and talk to his pitcher.
Just got word via Instagram from some pictures being posted. The JV baseball team for the Hawks clinches a championship. They won. JV wins the championship. Freshman, of course, lost to LaSalle Academy, but now here's the big one we're watching now.
Great news. It's honestly awesome to hear that our Hawks JV, they took home this state championship. They had a great season. If I'm correct, they went undefeated. They were a great team. Congrats to them. They deserve it.
As our freshman football coach, Coach Manning, also a teacher at Hendricken, gets his first JV baseball state championship. And missing one of their best players, Brennan Conley, who is here at McCoy being called up. He's been called up along with Joe Maynard. Again, high ball. Be another 3-2 count for Travers. Dandino on first. He'll get a head start. And he gets him. Strike three. Oh, they called it. They're going to let him walk.
Lynch.
Ryan Lynch. Lynch. So a close call there. Martellini couldn't frame it right, according to the home plate umpire. He got me. But Doug Harrison now coming up, who's had a big hit last time up. So the Hawks now will look to get out of this inning unscathed. And Coach Bill Campbell will now come out. And I was going to mention this, guys. I thought they might do this. If Travers walks, which he does, they would pull him, and they are pulling him. And it looks like now coming out will be Sam Boulanger, the DH now turned pitcher. And that's one other thing. So Boulanger now becomes your pitcher. You lose your DH. He is still going to back since he is becoming the pitcher, but you lose your DH position. Boulanger, the sidearm thrower on occasion sometimes. He's got one batter and one job to do, getting it out. And that's going to be a tough job because he's facing Doug Harrison. And when we'll be back after this. As we said, Doug Harrison now coming to the plate. Sam Boulanger now on the mound for the Hawks. Two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Hawks are tied with the Rams right now by a score of 5-5. Runners on second and first. Dandino on first and Lynch on second. Sam Boulanger's first pitch is a ball high. Very long half inning, about 20 minutes here, as Harrison takes strike one on the outside corner. Harrison looking to get a ball in play. And he sends this one to Andrew Cicciarelli. Great stop by Cicciarelli. He's going to flip to Boolander for the out. Hawks get out of it by a great stop by Andrew Cicciarelli. Hawks will go back to the bat. Sam Boolander, John Willett, and Ryan Rotundo will lead it off.
That's a game-saving play, Cam. I can't wait for more baseball.
Back here, bottom of the sixth. Sam Boolander stepping in. Doug Harrison is still on the mound for the Rams. 5-5 game here. That ball outside. Perez can't frame it. John Willett has not gotten on base safely tonight. He's going to look to do that in his next at-bat. As soon as Boolander takes a huge cut and can't get anything on it. 1-1. Game 2 tomorrow. And Boolander's going to foul this one up. Perez over. And he's going to make the catch. Into the Hawks dugout on his momentum, but Rams get the first out of the inning and is at the expense of Sam Boolander's fly ball. John Willett now stepping up to the plate.
Willett, Cam, has yet to reach base safely, as you said, and what an opportunity would be if he can get on now and get some speed on the base paths for your 2-3-4 hitters.
And Willett is going to fly this one in over to the left side. Dandino goes over and makes the catch. So not on base again is Willett. Unfortunate for him. Now Ryan Rotundo steps up. Last time he was at the plate, he ended up having a hit. Two fly balls and two outs for the Rams. Rotundo swings on the first one he sees, and this fly ball is going to be out of play. Hawks, three fly balls on three consecutive pitches. Two of them being outs, and one of them being out of play. So if the Hawks can score here, they most likely will bring on a new pitcher. Well, excuse me, not a new pitcher, as Sam Boolander just came in, and Rotundo takes a big cut and can't get any contact. 0-2. Fouled off by Rotundo, he stays alive. Harrison, the so-called closer for the Rams, coming in a little earlier than a closer would usually. And Harrison steps off. Harrison deals. Breaking ball. Can't fool Rotundo. He lifts this into no man's land. Ranging over and making the play is Ryan Lynch. Ryan Lynch, the shortstop, shows off his glove. He robs Rotundo of a hit. Back to baseball in the bottom of top of the seventh now. Still a 5-5 game. And coming to the plate now, Tyler Walsh moved over from first base to third base. He had a big hit. Base clearing double in the fifth inning, which brought in the Rams three of four runs in that inning as he takes ball one low. This one is going to be a little liner to Willett, and he's able to make the play. Great play by John Willett, judging it before diving in to make the great stop.
Willett didn't know if he was going to be able to play that one off the hop and get Walsh out at first, but he took a look at Walsh, and he was already so far down the baseline. He took a risky dive at it and came up successful. Great play by that Willett there, now one out.
John Willett doing a great job in the field defensively as Chris Perez takes strike one. Hawks, what they're going to look to do is come out of this inning unscathed and then go back and do their job hitting in the bottom of the seventh. This game will require extras here at McCoy.
So?
Andrew deals, and this one right a liner right back to his head. He's able to get out of the way, and the eight batter Chris Perez gets on base for the first time tonight.
You really think it's going extras, Cam? You don't think anything's going to happen here?
Yes, I do. And it looks like a pinch runner will come on for Perez. And it looks like that pinch runner will be number 8, Rich Mancini. Now coming to the plate, Armani Henderson. Henderson striking out and striking out, bases loaded, with the bases loaded twice, and then he grounded out when there was a runner in scoring position as well. So Henderson not known for his hitting ability. 1-1 now to Henderson as Boulanger pumps in a strike. Fouled off. 1-2 now to Henderson. Boulanger looking in for a sign. Kicks and deals. This one back to Ouellette. He's going to take the out at first, though. And second out of the inning is recorded. But now coming up will be the top of the order.
Great play there by Ouellette, realizing he can't get a play at second and automatically getting the out at first. It's very important to get an out on one of those hits. If you can't get two, you have to get at least one. And as Cam mentioned, the leadoff hitter, Brody Santilli, into the box.
Important the Hawks can get Santilli out here and not have to face any more of this great lineup coming up here. And then, like Cam's going to mention later, the Hawks had the 2-3-4 for them. That's a big swing and a miss. 3-4-5 hitters the Hawks will have coming up, which, like Cam mentioned as well, very confident in how they're going to be doing.
As Stone said, a big cut from Santilli, but no leather on that one. This one is fouled off, so Santilli finds himself down 0-2 with two outs in the top of the seventh. Runner on second. We'll be moving over to our other audio boost system after this half inning here, just to give you a heads up. And time called by Santilli. Boulanger completed his motion, though. Boulanger looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Runner on second. 0-2 pitch to Santilli. Is inside, and he is rung up. Strike three called. Sam Boulanger gets the K, backwards K in the book.
Big K there for the Hawks as they are able to retire Cam's quote-unquote friends in the top of the seventh here and go into the bottom seventh 5-5. Only excitement left here at McCoy as we head into the bottom of the seventh. Ooh, I can't